Hi, I'm Kathy Forstein, music director at KC Cafe Radio. We're very happy to have the sister harmonies of the Keller Sisters as artists on KC Cafe Radio. Their first EP, Shine, was a huge favorite with KC Cafe Radio listeners, but their newest album, House of Cards, is proving to be even more popular. It's Americana storytelling filled with warmth, humor, and harmonies. It's been at the top of the Roots music chart since its release earlier this year. And we want to thank Cheryl and Carrie for being able to take some time from their busy schedule to chat with me today here on KC Cafe Radio. It's great to talk with you guys again.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Nice to be here.
It's good to hear your voices again. It's been 8 months, 10 months, something like that, since we chatted last.
Yeah. Way out here in California.
Yay. So that leads me to my first question for you guys. I've been talking a lot to different songwriters from the San Francisco area. Why do you think San Francisco is such a hotbed for amazing singer-songwriters and Americana music, especially right now? I mean, we know the history from the 60s, but why is it so great right now?
I really don't know. I'm just, this is all fairly new to us, this genre, in the last few years, and we didn't really know much about the Americana community in San Francisco. And then we were turned on to it by our producer, and he's in an Americana band. And yes, it seems to be prolific, the songwriting and the shows and the whole vibe. San Francisco is just such a cool town. It's always been a great music town, but there are so many genres of music represented in the city. So we're just happy to be a part of it, actually.
Yeah, well, we're glad you're a part of it, too, because you're making some great music.
Oh, thank you.
So you just mentioned that this is like a new genre to you. Why did you start wanting to do this at this point in your life?
Well, I don't know that it was so much wanting to do it. I think when we were young, we played folk music and we sang harmonies together and then kind of put that aside for many, many years and got into jazz and musical theater and rock and blues. And then it was when I started writing that this is the music that just came out. And it all seemed to be this genre. And I took a songwriting class and I had to ask the teacher what Americana music was because I didn't know. He said, "Oh, this is Americana." And I said, "Okay, what's that?" So this is just what came out of me writing-wise.
Uh-huh. I would have classified Americana folk.
Yeah.
Some folk. I mean, I think a couple of the songs on the new record are, you know, a little poppy Americana.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's very different from the first one, I think.
Yeah. Americana is kind of a broad statement. I mean, I think it's really one of those genres of music that really can't be defined. It's like music that can't be defined, so we'll just put it in the Americana category, you know?
Ah, there you go.
So, at least that's what I've come across. Carrie, we're catching you on your lunch break, and I'm just wondering, how do you juggle a normal job and doing music?
Well, it's very busy. I work Monday through Friday, you know, 8 hours a day, so when we get to rehearse, it's usually once a week, and then gigging oftentimes comes midweek. We have a local hotel that we play midweek. We have some local venues. And then, you know, on the weekends, not every weekend. So I have to stay busy. It just feels good to be busy. Mm-hmm. And to be able to do it with my sister / BFF, that even makes it better.
Aww. Aww.
You can feel the love.
Yeah.
Well, they say, you know, if you want something done, give it to a busy person and they'll get it done. So that's probably the way you are. I was wondering, have you guys ever sang with anybody other than your sister?
Yes. Well, I don't know. We've sung separately and then we're in a band and we're
still singing together.
Actually, yeah, we're still singing together, aren't we?
Yeah.
So now I have to veered into a jazz thing for a while and did some workshops, and I sang with a configuration of people, horns and upright bass, and it was very cool. It was a sort of a jazz configuration, but never really anything that lasted a long time.
Right, not with anybody else.
Yeah.
Singing. maybe band members.
Band members, but not really singing.
Yeah. Gosh, you just reminded us.
Wow.
Step off. I need to go sing with someone else. Oh, wow. Look what you started. Pleasure to sing together our entire lives. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, Carrie, you're so scary.
That's great. I'm glad you guys have, you know, you guys are singing together and you really seem to enjoy singing together. So it's wonderful. Speaking of that, whenever you guys sing together, you do some really beautiful harmonies. How did you learn to sing harmony and know that your voice is blended so well together?
I mean, we started singing at such a young age together, just goofing around. While my mother was in musical theater, so there was always music in the house, but we just would goof around, washing the dishes, drying the dishes in our room, you know, walking up to the Five and Dime. When the Beatles first came out, we started singing to the records, and I think we just naturally fell into harmony. And sometimes we have to catch ourselves sometimes, because oftentimes I'll take the high part, she'll be the low part of the melody, and vice versa. So we have notes scribbled, you know, oh, I'm high, you're low. But it just seemed strange not to do it, I think, when there's two voices together. Mm-hmm. It just seemed natural to have them harmonize and not sing in unison.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a long tradition of sibling harmonies, and it doesn't seem to be anything better than siblings who can really harmonize well together, you know, going back to the Everly Brothers and the Bee Gees and all those. Who are some of the groups that you admire as far as harmonies are concerned?
Well, Everly Brothers probably be number one on our list.
Yeah,
sure.
That's kind of the gold standard of harmony singing. They were absolutely amazing. And
because that's another influence when we were really young.
When we were very young,
you know,
yes.
What we heard, and probably stemmed a lot from that, our harmonies.
I'll bet it did.
And who else? Let's see.
Well, the Beatles, of course, they had very nice harmonies, and those were really early influences. And then we were in glee club at school when we were pretty young, and started the choir singing and learning all the different parts. And that was when we were pretty darn young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say,
you know, and the grammar school, definitely middle school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
yeah. And we would work on harmonies. As Carrie said, I can remember washing the dishes every night, and they were full-on shows of, you know, sliding across the kitchen floor in our socks.
Total choreography.
That.
Yes, okay. No, that's embarrassing. Don't say that. Okay. I've got hardwood floors everywhere. I still do it.
So it was a really long time ago, yes.
So having a musical mom and, you know, a musical family, how did they react to that? Were they thrilled with it, or were they like, oh, kids, go back to your rooms?
Oh, no, we always had to sing for our supper, you know.
Oh, definitely.
It was parties, Christmas, they always wanted us to sing, and literally, at least on Christmas, you know, we had to sing for presents on Christmas.
Yes, you could not sing for presents until you sang, and we included our cousin, and the three of us would have to put on a show and sing, or we wouldn't get our Christmas Eve gift. That was kind of
it wasn't as mean as it sounds. But, we enjoyed it. We lived for it. We saw my cousin once a year, and we'd get together and work up a few songs and, you know, sing on Christmas Eve. And it was a blast.
Yeah,
it was very.
What songs were you guys singing? What Christmas songs would you sing?
Oh, what was the one?
We Three Kings of Orient Are. That was the one we sang.
That's the only one I can ever remember, which is so awful. There are so many. And that one, and nobody even sings that, I don't think. I don't think that's very popular.
Probably not.
No, I don't think so either. But that was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Silent Night and Jingle Bells and, you know, all the regular ones.
Some religious ones, and we weren't too religious, but, you know, some the traditional
right.
Christmas songs.
Right.
Very cool. That's wonderful. So at what point, Cheryl, did you start writing? When did you decide, I'm going to start writing my own songs?
It was not that long ago, really. I a few things sort of led me to it, and I signed up. We were at a show at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley, which is the most wonderful music venue, and just so many incredible people perform there. And I saw and noticed on their board having to do with a songwriting teacher who taught there. And I thought, well, I can't really come over to Berkeley. That's not very convenient. But then I realized he was also teaching at Foothill College, which is a school pretty close to my house. So I kind of kept that in the back of my mind and got on their website and saw that he did an online class. And this was probably, this was the end of 2011. And so it's pretty recent. And I did a couple of online classes. His name is Jim Bruno, and he is a published songwriter. He has written songs for Sean Colvin. He's just wonderful. And I did it online because I was a little, well, I was timid. I didn't really want anybody to hear what I was doing. And after a couple of online sessions, and he would send me voice critiques, which was very cool. And he was always very encouraging. Mm-hmm. And after the second round, he said, look, really, why don't you come into a class? You'll meet people. It'll be a completely different experience. And I did that. And I have made so many friends from that first class. In fact, people that we perform with now, and it just was a wonderful thing. And he is, we just were put on a compilation CD with him, and just all kinds of wonderful things have come from that. So, mm-hmm. So 2011, so fairly recently.
Yeah, that's only 4 years.
Dead fish song. Yeah, I did write a dead fish song when I was a child. And it was a hit. That should have been a hit, the dead fish song. I know.
So, Carrie, have you tried songwriting, or is that anything that interests you? Or?
Well, it does. I remember trying to write some songs when I was young, you know, full of angst, sitting at the piano. And I'm sure they were horrible. I don't have anything, you know, I never saved anything. But I've tried recently because I'm so inspired by Cheryl and what she's done. And I think about it, and it seems like I get maybe like, you know, one verse or a chorus or a line or something, and then I just go off and my mind wanders and I just can't focus. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that songwriting's in the cards for me, but I'm a good muse.
Well, muses are important. So how about if like you started a song and Cheryl finished it? Could you guys do that?
Well, we brushed by that thought of trying to write something together. Oftentimes we come to the conclusion that maybe we're too similar. We're almost like twins, and perhaps there, you know, nothing would come of it. But we really haven't tried in earnest. So.
No, we haven't. We do share a brain, though.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Well, that's great. What's the age difference between you guys? You sound really close.
Way older.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Just 2 years. 2 years, yeah.
2 years. Well, that's pretty mm-hmm. close. Yeah.
Yes, close. It's very close. If you see old pictures of us, my mother dressed us alike for years, which explains so much. And we were actually 2.5 years apart, and we're all the old pictures were dressed in exactly the same clothes.
It was easier to buy clothes.
The same hairdo.
Sure.
It's a little strange.
It was easier to buy clothes.
Okay.
Two of that.
All right. Well, that's what we'll say. Yeah.
So no real hand-me-downs then.
No, not really. We never seemed to. Well, yeah, we did. We hand-me-downs just the same dress. So I wore the dress for 4 years instead of two.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You made out.
Well, we didn't seem to complain much about it, I guess.
I know. We didn't know any better.
True. Yeah, true.
House of Cards is a really great album. It's even better than Shine, if you ask me. I can hear a real growth between the production and the songwriting on it. How do you feel that the two albums differ?
Well, that's interesting because I've just been listening to Shine lately because we need to come up with a couple of sets of music, and there are a few songs on there that we haven't played live in a while. And yes, I agree. It definitely, production-wise, there's a bit more production on it. But I also feel like there's growth in the songwriting as well.
So I love Shine, and I love House of Cards as well. And I do think that I've improved in the writing a bit. Yeah, I'm really happy with it. We're both really happy with it.
Yeah, it's really great. And this was just your second CD, and I can't imagine what your next one's going to be like. I mean, you just keep getting better and better with each one.
I'm busy, Cheryl. I know. I'm scared. Now I'm scared.
No pressure.
No pressure. I know. Only the pressure I put on myself, yeah. Which is not good, but I'm sure everybody does that to a certain extent.
Yeah. So tell me about the song, the title track, House of Cards. What's that song about?
That is just kind of a relationship falling apart sort of song. And I actually wrote it early on and then took another look at it and changed up a bit and added a bridge and just kind of worked with it and ended up really liking it. And production-wise, it came out, it's just so different from the rest of the songs. And we struggled, and I can remember a conversation actually in the studio. We struggled to keep it from getting too big and too poppy because it was going in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I really love the song. And it's funny, when I started looking at the titles to the songs, I realized that there was this theme of kind of cards and gambling, and which is why I decided to pick, we both decided to pick House of Cards as the name of the CD, because when I started looking at the song titles, I thought, wow, this kind of, they kind of tie together a bit to a certain extent.
Right. Yeah. And I also noticed that a lot of the album seems to be filled with real people and real places. Do you tend to write about people and places that you know?
I do, but then I also read, and I read things that impact me, stories that impact me. And the two songs, the first song and the last song, the first song being Rock Bottom and the last one, Ballad of Varla Jean, those both came out of reading about the California Gold Rush. And I was really fascinated by pictures and stories of early California and how difficult it was. And both those songs kind of grew out of reading about old California. Rock Bottom on the lighter side, and Ballad of Varla Jean was just a story that parts of it came to me and I kind of ran with it and ended up to be a bit dark, but I love the, I really love that one. That's one of my favorite songs that I've written, I think.
And where is Jenny's Kitchen?
Jenny's Kitchen is actually in a beautiful Victorian house in the Western Addition, which is the panhandle of San Francisco. And this is where the studio is, where we record. And Jenny is a real person, although I used her for inspiration. The stories, you know, I haven't known her that long, so the stories are kind of pulled from other things. But that was definitely the inspiration. And that actually was written while we were recording House of Cards, and threw that on kind of as a last minute thing, decided that, okay, I really love this song, let's put it on there, and we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that one a lot too. And another favorite of mine is a song you've mentioned already, The Rock Bottom. Now, The Rock Bottom, it's a real place there in San Francisco, right?
Not really. That's a made-up place in my mind, but
okay.
it's a combination of lots of places I've been. Very, very old bars.
Stinky bars.
Yeah, old stinky. There's one in particular, actually. You know the one I'm talking about.
We won't name names.
We won't name names. But there's one that's been in San Francisco since, I think it made it through the earthquake, actually.
Yeah.
I think it made it through the 1906 earthquake, and it
smells like it, too.
And it smells like it, too, yeah. So that is probably what I had in my mind when I was writing it.
I think there is a Rock Bottom.
There probably
not in San Francisco, but I think it's actually down San Jose, maybe.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, because I think I've heard of that club somewhere, but maybe It might be just your songs influenced me. I think I know it.
Ah, there is a bottom of the hill in San Francisco.
Yes, there is a bottom of the hill. Yeah.
Okay. So I want to ask you, Carrie, what's your favorite track on the CD?
Oh, boy. You know, I really love the record. I just really, really do. But I'd have to say, I love how Las Vegas turned out with the gypsy guitar and just the vibe of that whole song. I really love it. And we do perform that live. Where the trumpet solos are, I originally used my kazoo on that. And that's about all, that's what we do when we're playing as a duo. I use my kazoo as the trumpet solo, but I love all the instrumentation on that one in particular. But I really do love this CD a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, every single song I think is just fabulous. And all the people that helped out on it and all the instrumentation on this one, it's just so cool.
Yeah.
I think Las Vegas is probably my fave.
Okay. Mm. And how about you, Cheryl? What's your favorite track?
Let me see. I'll tell you what's growing on me, and that is The Hard Way. And it's so simple, that song. But the more I hear it, people are constantly talking about that one to me. And I was kind of surprised. So I went back and started to really listen to it and thought, yeah, I really like that one. But I love The Rock Bottom, and I love Varla Jean, I've got to say. Varla Jean to me, because I can remember the place I was in, the mindset I was in when I was writing it, and I absolutely could not stop writing that song, and it went on for days, and I was obsessed. And I'd wake up in the middle of the night, and I'd jot things down, and the story just came to me and really means something to me. And I guess a lot of it because of the writing process and how it just consumed me for a mm-hmm. few days. And I love the way it turned out. I love our producer added an upright bass, and he added it kind of at the end, and we didn't know it was going to be on there. And it just added kind of a tension that I really love. I love the way it's structured. Carrie sings that one. Her voice is so warm on that. And
yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's great. You have a really great album concept here too. I like the photos that you have on your album. Where did you take those pictures at?
Well, it's a place in Half Moon Bay, which is just over the hill from us. And it's like a fake Western town. People have weddings there and events. And so we rented it out for a couple hours. What is it called?
Long Branch Farm.
Long Branch Farm.
Yeah.
And it's just south of Half Moon Bay. So we rented it out for a couple hours one day and had our friends at Random America do the photography and the layout and all the artwork on the CD. They did Shine as well. Mm-hmm. And so we had them again do the artwork on this CD. So we're very happy with it. We got a lot of good photos that day. Strange as it may seem to us, because we don't consider ourselves photogenic at all, and we hate everything that, you know, hate every photo that's taken. But that day, we got a lot of good photos of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were very pleased.
Yeah, it looks really nice. The whole concept of the album, not only the music, but the CD itself is really nice. So that's why I want to encourage everybody to go and buy the CD. You can get it at CD Baby, or you can go to the Keller Sister website and buy the CD. And that website is www.thekellersisters.com. And you can find out more about the Keller Sisters there and their CD House of Cards and their first CD Shine. What are you guys working on right now?
I am writing songs. I've written a few songs, and I had quite a dry spell. So that's a big deal to me personally. And we are just playing a lot of shows, and we kind of have personal goals regarding different venues, opening maybe for some cool people, and that's what we're working on.
Festivals.
Festivals, yeah. We're just hoping to get the music out there to a wider audience.
So a lot of those goals had taken shape this year.
Yes, they
We've
have.
We've been super busy and playing with different people. Then, like Cheryl said, we were going to do the Dan Hicks tour. Those two shows are canceled for now. But we do have a festival lined up in September. So a lot of great, great, wonderful things are happening this year.
Yeah.
And as well as starting at the CD, and it's all good stuff. Yeah.
So are you guys touring, or do you stay mostly there in the Bay Area?
Well, as our Washington State tour was canceled, we had planned to go north because Carrie took the week off work. And I don't know how that's shaping up. I don't know if that's what we'll do, or if we will choose venues that, since she has the week off, it's very hard for us to get certain places at certain times in the Bay Area because she gets off work at 6. So maybe we'll try some venues around here that during the week, that would kind of be fun. We're just trying to branch out. But so far, the Washington tour was the only tour this year set up, and that's canceled. So
mm-hmm.
I wish we could just go off and tour.
I know.
And the show in September, what festival is that?
It's the American River Festival.
And that's where?
Where is that? It's up in the... That's up
by Quincy or up by...
Oh boy. Yeah, American River Music Festival.
It's Northern California. I'm not sure exactly where.
Loomis?
No.
Loomis? I want to say Loomis.
No?
We'll just look for the American River. What was it? American River Festival?
American River Music. Yeah, American River Music Festival. It's up in the Gold Country. Sure,
okay.
Write another song.
So are you working on a new CD, or any thoughts about a new CD?
Well, we both would love to do another CD, but got to have the songs. And so far there's about 3, I would say. But what we have to do is start performing them and fine-tuning them. And so that it's definitely a process. And with the playing so much, while that is wonderful and we love it, it really cuts into the time and effort that can be put into songwriting and fine-tuning new songs. So it's kind of a double-edged sword there. We'd love to perform, but I need to find the time to finish some more songs.
Yeah. Since you guys have such a rich history in music and you've sang just about every style, have you ever thought about doing a covers album?
Yes, we have. We have talked about that because we do some covers when we play live. We do lots of things that we grew up with, old Neil Young and Everly Brothers, and what did we add recently?
Jolene.
Yeah, we do kind of a slowed down version of that. So we do, there's so much music that we love, and we have thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of
Garfunkel.
Simon Garfunkel, that's right. We do.
Yeah.
Those are the two influences.
Yes, how could we forget Simon Garfunkel?
Yeah, their harmonies are just amazing. I don't even know how they do it.
Just incredible stuff. Just incredible.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you guys once again for talking with me today on Casey Cafe Radio. And I want to remind everybody once again, they can go to the Keller Sister website and find out more about the Keller Sisters. And they have some really nice videos on there as well that you can check out and see what they sound like live and hear some of their music live. And that website is www.thekellersisters.com. And also, you can find their music at CD Baby. Any other place people can find your music?
We're on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all those places. I'm amazed, actually, at how many different places. Every so often, I get pinged that somebody bought something from somewhere that I never heard of. So, but I guess iTunes and Amazon would be the two big ones besides CD Baby.
Okay, great. So we'll look up your music on those sites and also listen for you on Casey Cafe Radio. You can always request the Keller Sisters on Casey Cafe Radio and keep them at the top of the Roots Music Chart because you guys have been having a lot of success there. I see every week how you guys are in the top 10, and always makes me excited.
Exciting. Very exciting.
So that's very cool. I want to thank you, Cheryl and Carrie, once again for talking with us.
Thank you, Kathy, for having us again. We really appreciate
so much.
It.